I have to tell you, I'm as angry as I've been in a long time. Not really about the game. Well, we'll get into that. The fact that we ran Ravon Bonner there. Okay, so there's... So it was a minute 20 left. Kent State calls a timeout. They have one timeout left. You know the math. 40-40-40. On second down, all you have to do is take three knees and the game's over. And we run Ravon Bonner. Like, if you don't understand that, you're not going to win the games where that matters. So angry right now. Like, how can you possibly run a play there? The game is over. Okay? This, you know, I've always said the eye in the sky. You know what I'm talking about. Like, put one person in the top of the press box with a headset that just gets a veto button and just gets on that and says, guys, 120, one timeout, game's over, no place. Guys, 120, no timeouts. You can call a timeout. You know, they'll call their timeout now. It doesn't even matter when they call it. Like, all you have to do is have somebody say, no more plays. The only way we lose is a fumble on the next play. There's 120 left. We can take a knee. They'll call their last timeout. Then take another knee. It runs down to 40. Take another knee. It runs down to zero. Like, the number when you take a knee is about 42 or 43. 42, you know, it takes you maybe 2 seconds to take the knee, then it resets to 40. So if you're at exactly 120, the game is over. And we ran a play. I'm shaking. I'm so angry. Like, you cannot do that. That shows no one is thinking about football like the fans. Like, when you and I watch football on a Saturday, that's what we think, right? Yeah, like, you're watching a college team on a Saturday, and, you know, you're like, oh, just one more first down, and they get that first down with 1:58 on the clock. Your first thought is 40, 40, 40, game's over, right? Even if it's like 2:06, like the Northwestern game the other night, I think it was 2:06. I hate to say this. Like, Fitzy knows what he's doing. Fitzy said, okay, two long knees. You can get from 2:06 to maybe 1:24 to maybe 41, and then the last knee ends the game. Like, it's that easy, right? Like, you think like that. 2:06, we can kneel this out. We don't have to run another play. We don't have to risk anything. We can kneel this out. And we run a play in shotgun. Was it in shotgun? I think it was in shotgun. My God. I mean, my God. I mean, obviously, I'm so angry. Like, you can't do that. Like, okay, fine, yes. We barely beat a horrible Kent State team. We were favored by 16. We averted disaster, fine. Like, this is a better outcome than what it looked like at halftime. Doesn't really change anything. Shows that we're way behind on the rebuild. I'll get all into that when I start recording or start typing upstairs again. But right now, from the stands, I'm so angry. You cannot run a play there. You take a 99.8% chance of a victory, and you turn it into a 98.1% chance of victory. And it doesn't seem like much, and it, you know, Bonner, sure, he flipped in the air, and in my brain, I'm thinking, my God, he's going to fumble. My God, we just handed away the game. But how is there nobody on the mic saying that? It is unbelievable. How do I know this? And the coaching staff, nobody was on the headset. How many analysts are there? Nobody, like, we seriously have like 32 guys in white polos. Like, there are, like, seriously, during a game, there are like 18. There are like 18 guys that have headsets or something like that. You know, analysts and, you know, nobody said, 1:20 on the clock. Kent State just took their last timeout. The game is over. Don't run a play. Game is over. Don't run a play. If you run a play and have your tailback flip in the air, that could be bad. Don't run a play. Don't run a play. Don't run a play. Don't run a play. Give me a headset the next game. Those are my words. Like, give the guy one veto, okay, where he hits a mute button and nobody else can talk, and you just hold on to that mute button and you scream, don't run a play, don't run a play, don't run a play, don't run a play. The only way we lose if we run a play, don't run a play. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about, don't run a play. And then you let off the mute button and you let people, you know, and then everybody else can talk. And then they have all, you know, they've hired that guy, me, for that reason, because I play percentages with everything I do in life. You know, I'll throw out things in a post like, oh, you know, 17% chance of this, 40. You know, I think that's how I view life, okay? Oh, God, Club Memorial Stadium's making me so angry right now. You cannot do that. Who thinks, who doesn't? Okay, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe, oh, yes. Yes, Robert. You went from 99% chance of win to a 98% chance. But that's everything, right? That's everything. Maximize everything. Why is Kent State out to a lead? Because they went for fourth downs in the first half and pushed their team. Because they said, this will, you know, percentage-wise, this is a good idea. We've got nothing to lose. You know what we would have done in those situations? We would have punted. And maybe, sure, that's the percentage thing and that's the NFL thing. But I think that's my takeaway today. You've got, what, a 31-year-old, 32-year-old coach on the other sideline who is doing the things that we have asked for, that we want to see. Got nothing to lose. We're Illinois freaking football. And what do? He's making the calls that push them out to a lead. And we thankfully saved it late and came away with a win and have massive issues. And dear God, how many Big Ten games have we lost in a row? 9 last year plus 2. It's 11. So we'll lose all 9 this year. It's 20. Welcome to 2013 again. Welcome to 1997. Like, if we beat Kent State by 7, we're going 2-10 again. Sorry. We just are. Gah. So much time in August. Like, my entire month was spent devoted to this team. Gah. It was like 80 hours of my, no, probably like 120 hours of my August. I pour 120 hours. And I get a barely win, a eked out win over Kent State. And a play where the tailback flips in the air. When the game's over and we could take a knee. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the national story if Bonner had fumbled when he was flipped in the air there? Can you even picture it? Like, seriously, can you picture that? Illinois, all they have to do is kneel, and they run a play. And lose to Kent State at home in overtime or whatever would have happened. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to calm down. I mean, it was a great second half, right? I mean, all three tailbacks score, and finally got to see Bush running the ball. And, you know, you got to see the offense. We were talking about all of camp, and, you know, you put up, what, 4 touchdowns in the second half. And Smalling looked good. Dudek looked good. All three tailbacks looked good. But, dear Lord. I tweeted, like, kneel. When Kent State called the timeout with 120, like, kneel. 3 knees, it's over. You know, And then when they ran a play, I said, you know, take a knee, what are we doing? If we would have run a play on that next play, I'm not kidding, like my phone goes, like I'd throw it at the field or something. Like I wouldn't throw my phone at the field. To the people who give me the press credential, I would not throw a phone onto the field. I'd like to repeat that. I would never do something so stupid as to throw my phone in the air from the balcony. However, if we were to run another play, you know what would be great? It would be so great if I had this math wrong. I hope that's the case. I hope this entire rant is nothing. I hope that, like, because I think they took a timeout after. No. Yeah, they had two timeouts when they called it with 120. So they had one timeout left. That's right. So they could call one timeout, but at 120, it's over. So, yeah, I'm not wrong. We could have kneeled. So kneel. They take a timeout with 118 or whatever it would have been. 117. And then two knees, and it's over. So, yes, we could have done that, and we chose not to. And the tailback flipped in the air. And we have a whole lot to talk about. Go, Alina.